From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
We have with us now Ken Gaines from City and Guilds. What brought you to the Gadget Show, Ken?
Essentially, I'm here supporting what's actually happening behind the scenes with Train to Game. Train to Game aren't just about coming here and doing competitions. They do a program to develop gaming developers, basically, both in design, art and animation, and the game development itself. And we've worked with them and a team from there to develop a qualification that will support the experience that these young people are getting so that they can actually go out and get a job. It's industry-backed, it's very solid, and the important thing for me and for City and Guilds is that we are able to take the experience element and a qualification element that will get them into the industry. Because the problem for many people is, okay, you might be able to design a game, but to what sort of standard? And that's where the qualification in comes in. We do have people who've done so-called qualifications in gaming before, but again, they have no experience. And a lot of industries want the combination of the two. So that's why working with Train to Game has been so good, because they bring the two things together.
That's good, because it, obviously City and Guilds is one of the best qualifications you can have, isn't it?
We like to think so, yes.
That's right. Sorry, carry on.
No, we are one of the leaders in, if not the leader in vocational education. That's where we come from. So the whole drive, and especially for myself, is making sure that whatever we offer, whatever certification we provide, is actually going to lead into something. It's not just a bit of paper you can hang on the wall and go, you know, aren't I clever?
Why Train to Game? How did you become involved with Train to Game?
It came through the fact that one of the other arms that sits within the Train to Game family, that's owned by the same organisation, actually does qualifications with us, I believe, in building and construction and a bit of IT. And they said, look, you know, we do this other programme. Please, you know, would you like to come and talk to Myra Smallman from Train to Game, to see if there is something we can do together? And what we've come up with is the first product at level 6 and level 7. So it's quite high, it's sort of university-type level of qualification in order to put a program with a robust assessment criteria behind it.
I understand that. It's interesting you say that it's the equivalent to a university type of qualification. Is it? It's in that sort of ball game.
It's in that level, yeah.
Yeah. But really, the type of people who can be helped by an organisation such as this are people who potentially would never get to university and never realise that kind of qualification.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is that university tends to lend itself more to people who feel academic and like writing lots of dry stuff in many cases. I mean, there are exceptions, obviously, in the world of fashion and photography, but a lot of that is based on art, history and all of those sorts of things. The nice thing about vocational education at this level is it is about being able to do it. It's about being able to understand what you're doing. And what Train to Game have done is brought together a program that combines the two. So it isn't I could just push nice buttons and make nice pretty pictures on the screen and kill lots of things going through the game. There has to be an element of understanding how that works, why it works, and how you put the whole thing together. And as been seen by the presentations that are being done here today, it's also not just about the game. It's about being able to sell the concept of the game and knowing the market that you're going into. Because you can design something that looks brilliant on screen, but if nobody's going to buy it or you don't know who's going to buy it, then you've wasted hundreds of hours of programming.
I understand that. And the market that these people are entering into is one of the biggest markets about at the moment, isn't it? It's actually outgrown Hollywood.
Absolutely, and only last week in one of the papers was announced there are 20 new jobs being created up here in Birmingham, funnily enough, in one of the gaming studios here. So it is a market that is growing, and the UK and Ireland are the best places to do that.
I think so. I think, as you say, there has been a lot of news, particularly since the government announced the tax breaks for gaming companies, and people are really managing now to open up and expand the businesses.
It's an absolutely great opportunity. I mean, the government, it's about time, and Richard and the Tiger team in lobbying for that have done a great job there. And what it means for us is, with this high-level program, what we can now look at is starting to build on the younger students, the 16-year-olds, the 17-year-olds, and getting them to learn the basics, getting them to understand the concepts of how to put games together so that they can step up into these programs where, it, as I say, it's not just about, oh look, I could create a nice character, but I know how it works, I can explain how it works, and I can sell it, not just sell myself to a company to employ me, but can sell my game on behalf of that company to the public.
That's right. One interesting point is that apparently Train to Game is the first company you've worked on this basis in the games industry.
City and Guilds works with quite a number of companies across a wide range of things, and we do company-specific stuff. But in terms of gaming, Train to Game have been the first people that we've worked with in this area. And as I say, you know, the reason for doing that is when we sat down and talked and Myra presented the programme, there was a very solid training programme there. There was a very solid method of assessing what the students that are going on this programme were going to do. And that appealed to us. We've done a lot of hard work over the last 8 or 9 months in making sure that it fits with all the things we have to do in terms of the regulatory bodies we answer to. But Myra and her team have been up to it, and my colleagues Janet Watson and Kate Ward, who have been doing the development and assessment work behind the scenes for City and Guilds, have just worked tremendously to give us something we are now very, very confident in putting out there.
So in a nutshell, Train to Game are doing it properly.
That's what we believe.
And that's why you're supporting.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.